steps. Got a few more left to go. Midnight closing in fast and low. Baby's tired of fussing. There's a little left to lose. You got a letter on the table. You've got old news. You got a letter on the table. You've got old news. He's gone. The girls sing, ooh, baby.
It is time for Talkin' Music on KVNF, your Mountain Grown Community Radio. I am your host, Taya J. I'm joined today by Amy Helm and Martha Scanlon, here to talk about Two Nights of Music in McElmo Canyon, an upcoming event on Friday, September 27th, and Saturday, September 28th, at Canyon of the Ancients Guest Ranch in Cortez, Colorado. Ladies, thank you both so much for joining us on the KVNF airwaves.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
I want to start by talking about each of you individually, and then I want to talk a little bit about your collaboration. Martha, can we start with you? Can you tell us a little bit about what you do creatively and musically?
Yeah, so I'm a singer-songwriter based out of Montana, and I started out when I was playing old-time music and traditional music, and was really influenced by moving for a while to East Tennessee on the border of North Carolina. And there's a lot of old time music in the Appalachian Mountains there. And I was really influenced by the connection and landscape and belonging. And I've always been at home in wilderness and in landscapes. And I started writing songs about my own landscapes in Montana, being influenced by that. And so I've long had a kind of a fascination with land and music and belonging. So I moved back to Montana and now I'm based out of here. But yeah, that's kind of what has shaped me as a musician in a lot of ways.
Have you found that since returning to Montana, your sound has changed again in that interest of sort of how place informs sound?
Yeah, I think so. I lived on a small family ranch in southeastern Montana for a number of years, and it's very quiet there. Like, it's not even really in a flight path. And I think it's given my music a lot of space and a lot of room for the way that, yeah, kind of the space between the notes and between the words, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I love that idea. Montana is all about space. Amy, what about for you? How do you describe your sound?
They say Americana, but I like to say rock and roll, which may or may not be true, but I've been singing since I was just as young as I can remember. And my first love was Aretha Franklin. And then quickly from there, I kind of fell in love with just all of these female soul singers. That was kind of the tapestry that was, that became the soundtrack of my teenage years. And there was something so fierce and true in the way these women were singing these songs and leaning into these melodies and the confidence and the way they would plant their voices in the song that I felt really inspired by it. And I guess ever since then, I've been trying to do my own version of that, sometimes in stronger ways than others. But I would guess I would describe myself as a singer first, and have sort of in my, I've sang in bands since I was 14 and been in many different projects and collaborations, including a band Ola Bell, which is when I met Martha. With Ola Bell and Martha, we were all on a tour together years ago, and then have tried my hand at being a solo artist. I put out my first record when I was 44, and I'm 53 now and just put out my fourth album. And I would say that I'm in a period of, or a season of time when I'm really trying to develop my songwriting. I have a real interest in it and a love for it and deep admiration for my peers who are such phenomenal poets and mentors like Martha. And through their influence and encouragement, I think I've started to step into finding my own voice as a writer as well.
With mention to the fourth album, I know that that is a collaboration between the two of you that you worked collectively. Can we talk a little bit about that collaboration? What inspired you to want to work together in this particular way on this particular album?
I mean, it's very much Amy's record and Amy's songs. I think the collective part, I would say, is just a result of years of friendship and a lot of conversations and a lot of things that we've been through together. And I feel like for me, it was more kind of like holding up a mirror to reflect back to Amy where the energy is or where the truth is landing. I don't feel like I was doing that much more than that, honestly. What would you say?
It was a fascinating experience. You know, I just got to speak about it a little bit in an interview yesterday. And this is the second time really that I've gotten to begin to put words to it and try to share it in conversation about what happened. You know, for me, even though I've known Martha forever, Martha is one of these writers that you put in like this, you know, they're in this other stratosphere. And I think that I had to, as close as we are, I had to kind of leap past my own intimidation of her gift with words and poems and songwriting and allow myself to be vulnerable in a different way with her, which was a very interesting thing to do in a 25-year friendship where we've been through every, you know, we've been through it all together. We have laughed and cried and been through every season of our lives so far since we were young women. So it was a really extraordinary experience. And I think that I was being encouraged by Josh Kaufman, who produced the album, to complete the words on my own, because these songs that were coming in for me they were sort of demanding my attention in a way that I hadn't felt yet as a writer. And I shared that with Martha, and she just like got it, and she saw the path that I could walk on with these songs, and she kind of cleared it for me, you know, simply by, like she said, reflecting back to me the story I was trying to tell in each song. And also, I think just by the way that she works as an artist and speaks and thinks about songs, you know, learning so much from the craft that she uses, which she did share too, like something that Martha said at the beginning of this interview, her connection to landscape, how she brings that into her own work, and how she encourages that kind of thought, or her connection to details about people and places, and the writing exercise. She would have me do a writing exercise, for example, on maybe a character I was trying to pull out in a song, and it was really neat. I have to say, as two people that have been, like I said, best friends for so long, to then go into this mentoring shared process was very, very cool.
And it sounds to me like a new level in your friendship, too, that you may never have gotten to had you not creatively collaborated in this way. How do you respond to that?
I think so. It feels like a natural progression to some degree.
It's interesting to have friends who are fellow creatives, right? Because you could be a creative and have a dear friend who's not and doesn't necessarily have perspective on that experience. And there's a collective shared experience. And then there's, as you sort of talk about, Amy, what someone else has to offer who's kind of in the same sphere and familiar with it, but might see things differently or process things differently or have a different perspective to offer.
Absolutely. And I think it was just this whole process has been a reminder to me of the infinite ways that we grow as artists and as people, and in our friendships too, and our relationships. There's kind of no, you know, there's no ceiling. And that's a great thing to be reminded of.
Who knows about the this love I've got to give.
That's Money on 7 off Amy Helm's new album, Silver City. Amy, along with fellow collaborator Martha Scanlon, joining me today on Talkin' Music. Let's talk a little bit about the event coming up at the end of September in Cortez. Let's talk about where that idea came from.
For me, it came out of being interested in doing shows that are just allow for more room for depth and creativity, and to be connected in a place and have it be a special kind of scene that's connected to landscape and to music. So yeah, it's kind of experimental. It's the first of hopefully an ongoing project. So we'll see how it unfolds. But yeah, that was the idea around it.
I want to give our audience a little lay of the land for this event. Friday night, Martha, you will perform with your fellow collaborator, John Neufeld. Then on Saturday, John and Martha will open for Amy and her band. Is that sort of the way it's going to unfold? Is that the lay of the land?
Yeah. And then we'll sit in on some stuff with each other, which we haven't figured out yet, but it'll be amazing. One thing I love about Amy's band, and I was talking about this the other day, is that there's so much improvisation going on. And I think John and I are geared that way as well, to have room for things to just unfold in the set or switch songs or move in different directions. So yeah, it's really fun to be able to play with other people that allow for that.
That seems like the beauty of playing for a long time, too, is there's a certain comfortability where you get to just approach it as if you're playing, you know, actually actively trying to play, trying to have fun with it, trying to see where it takes you rather than needing it to be rigid or have too much structure.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've played, we've been playing music together for a long time. And Amy's sang on records of mine. Yeah, since my first solo record came out. So there's a long history there, but it's going to be really fun to have that time to hang out and delve into music.
Sweet blue honey mine, first as child of late June. Roses blooming way up high, smell them when it rains. Sweet clover and a sky so white. I remember these to you, to cup your hands and dip into when you've lost your. Thank you.
That was Honey Blue from Martha Scanlon featuring Amy Helm. Martha and Amy joining me today on Talkin' Music to discuss their upcoming event in Cortez on September 27th and 28th. Have either of you spent time in McElmo Canyon?
No, I've played a lot in Durango and I love that whole area. You know, people are so all into music there. It's really awesome. It's unusual.
Yeah, it seems like it's a curious, I mean, it seems like such a beautiful, I've never been, but it's such a beautiful place. And I wonder how that will inform, you know, you bring an audience in and that changes the flavor of a performance. But it's also has a lot to do, I think, with the space and where you're performing. And what a cool thing kind of to go into somewhere you've never been before and to see what happens.
Yeah, and this space in particular, it looks extraordinary. I'm so thrilled that Martha invited me to come be part of this with her. Looks like a very unique, really special and very deep place to go make music.
Yeah, nicely put. Ladies, thank you so much for making time to chat about this. Appreciate you making time and appreciate a little insight into your friendship and into your creative collaboration.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.
That was Amy Helm and Martha Scanlon joining me on Talkin' Music. Amy and Martha, along with Martha's collaborator John Neufeld, will perform two nights of music in McElmo Canyon on Friday, September 27th and Saturday, September 28th. This event will be held at Canyon of the Ancients Guest Ranch in Cortez, Colorado. Tickets and more information can be found at canyonoftheancients.com. We're going to go out on Save It for Later, a new track from Martha Scanlon. For more Talkin' Music programming, you can visit our website, kvnf.org, or tune in on the KVNF listening app. I'm your host, Taya J. Thanks, as always, for listening.
sucker for it. Cry, cry, I don't need no mother. Hold my hand while I come to a decision on it. Black hair and seven seas are rotten too. Must be a sucker for it. Crack, crack.